Several years ago, I met a woman named Kanta Advani in New Delhi. She was telling me about the problems of aging.
Constipation. Remember that. You will also get it when you're old.
But she had other non-medical issues. Her son Aditya lived in Berkeley. She had often visited him there.
We want our children back here. That attracts us. We feel if we go there, we tend them to come back. But they don't. Our children have let us down.
Last year, Aditya fulfilled his mother's wish, but he didn't just move back to India. He decided to have children and raise them in India.
Well, we came back here not only to raise the family, but to be with families.
What's surprising about this little reverse migration story is that Aditya is gay. His partner is Michael Tarr, and they have twins through surrogacy. This is Sandeep Roy in New Delhi. India seems an unlikely destination for a gay family. In 1988, when Aditya left India, leading an openly gay life here was hard to imagine. Gay sex was a criminal offence under Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code.
Well, there was no internet, so there was no gay scene that I knew of. I actually didn't know any gay people. I was completely in the closet.
In San Francisco, Aditya went to his first Pride parade.
That was a euphoric moment for me. I was really, really amazed and happy and was really, you know, uplifted and felt surrounded by my own people, and I was very connected to them.
Last month, Aditya and Michael were at the Queer Pride in Delhi. 4.5 years ago, the Delhi High Court had read down the unnatural sex law as unconstitutional. Now the Supreme Court was supposed to rule on it. At the Pride Parade, activists danced and shouted slogans demanding freedom. It felt different from San Francisco Pride, says Michael.
It's nice. It's very nice. It's much more intimate than San Francisco. We're kind of like a moving block party, it felt like.
I took a picture of them in the setting sun, Aditya kissing Michael on the cheek. They looked perfectly at home in the new India.
The US was different when I got there in 88, but now the whole world is caught up in a way. And India, you can be openly gay and people understand the subject and they don't really have issue with it.
On December 8th, the Indian Supreme Court turned everything upside down. It reinstated Section 377 of the Penal Code, making sex against the order of nature a crime again. It shocked many in India. Michael says even their help didn't seem to care that their bosses were gay.
Yeah, it was because initially the first time we had to hire a cook and the first nanny, and we brought that up. And afterwards we'd stop bringing it up because people would come and they would see the situation and no one seemed to express any discomfort about that. And so we stopped really kind of talking about it.
If Aditya's mother had any reservations, it wasn't because they were a gay couple.
First, she said, no, you're too old. You know, you'll regret it, but you'll also regret it if you don't have children. So she said, you'll regret it either way. So better to do it than that case.
What's been more astonishing than the ruling is the reaction to it. TV commentators, film stars, writers, editors, Nobel laureates, even politicians have come out against it loudly and strongly. What should have been a winter of discontent for gay rights in India has actually been really inspiring. It's shown that somewhere along the line, India itself has changed. A stigmatized minority has gotten a taste of what it meant to be full-fledged citizens of India, without shame, without apology. That's what's allowed Aditya and Michael to raise their family here. And that sense, once given, however briefly, is impossible to take back, even by the order of a court. Make that supremely impossible. This is Sandeep Roy in New Delhi for KALW.